Leaky Wires. Written by Chansey Lurking. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Sense8. Rating, Teen. Category, Gen. Also tagged for Cluster Mom Nomi Marks, Cell Phones, and Hacking. Part 2 of the Felix Plus series.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere, and the tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of...
Wolfgang was hesitant to explain everything, but between he and Nomi, Felix at least understood the stakes. There was a word for what they were that Felix was content not knowing. If someone took a hammer to his knees, he couldn't blurt out an answer he didn't have. It freaks him out a little that he couldn't tell if it was Nomi's or Wolfgang's face that twisted when he said that. But he shrugged it off. He knew a thing or two about bad guys, and he had no doubt that whoever was funded enough to run an international fucking manhunt for 8 nobodies wouldn't hesitate to do damage to a civilian for intel. Felix was not going to be a bargaining chip or a rat. Fuck that. Knowing the headmate's names was a risk already. He understood that. It was one thing he didn't take lightly. He never took Wolfgang lightly. And in some cosmic sort of way, they all were Wolfgang. His best friend had 7 other selves. Huh. Huh. The world is a lot weirder than Felix thought it was, and that's saying some shit. And speaking of weird, the third time Felix passes a ringing payphone, he recognizes it as unusual. Because half the receiver is missing, and also, who the hell calls payphones these days? But he doesn't really understand it's ringing for him until he reaches the door of one of those cheap-ass cell phone shops and all the phones start ringing at once. He has a burner phone, completely functional with plenty of minutes left on it, but it stays silent and still in his pocket, even as dozens of others just like it blare a few yards away. The racket from inside stops instantly when Felix turns to face the door, which is entirely too coincidental to be an actual coincidence. He steps inside, silently bubbling with nerves and interest. The shop owner is cursing about shitty wiring when a phone in the back starts ringing again. He raises a hand towards Felix apologetically. Sorry, sir, just a moment, please. Goddamn AT&T, the shittiest fucking service I ever... His voice trails off as he storms towards the back of the store. Felix has all of about 2 seconds to question what he's doing here before a display phone to his left starts softly whistling the German national anthem. He glances around, notes with a criminally professional eye that the TV hooked up to the security camera has gone suspiciously fuzzy, and the owner has closed himself in an office in the back of the store. He is the only one presently in the main room. No witnesses. It's an intentional setup, if there ever fucking was one. He just doesn't know what's going to happen if he picks up the phone. So he picks up the phone. Neat trick, he says. Felix, someone vaguely familiar shouts. It actually worked. What the hell? Who is this? It's Nomi, she exclaims excitedly. Wolfgang's headmate. Felix immediately feels his expression brighten. No fucking shit, that's wicked! He lowers his voice. You a hacker or something? He can hear her smile when she says, "Or something." "No fucking shit," he repeats, then grins when a thought occurs to him. "Wait, can Wolfie hear me?" "You're loud as hell, who couldn't?" Nomi's voice barks in his favorite accent. "Dude, she sounds just like you, holy shit!" "It's me talking, stupid." Then his voice clips back to Nomi's. "I wanted to see if I could contact you remotely in an emergency."
"You can just ring up cell phones remotely?"
Felix asks. If it's not safe or a security problem, he's never bothered focusing on it too much. But the future is now, and Felix is in it. Holy shit! As long as they aren't attached to a person at the time, it shouldn't cause alarm or leave a trail. So, yeah, Nomi explains, and he can hear her typing in the background. The busted payphone outside starts ringing again. Payphones are pretty easy, too, especially if, well, not to be dreary, but if all I have to say is run. Whoa. Felix processes how fucking cool that is for a moment, has plans for a robbery on the tip of his tongue. So say we, Wolfgang, who knows him, speaks before he can finish. "She isn't a crook. Shut up."
His words sound weirdly sincere, filtered through Nomi's voice. He sounds almost protective of her.
When Nomi takes her voice back to say, "Well, not without good reason, but it's always good to know professionals." Felix feels the genuine appreciation in her voice. Felix had joked with himself about the girl version of Wolfgang loving him, because, of course, why wouldn't she? But it hits then that there are 7 other people, versions of Wolfgang, who care about Wolfgang. 7 people who aren't crooks, but who would still go just as far as Felix would for him. That's what he's been hearing in their voices. They sound like they love themselves, and Felix is abruptly glad they can't see the quick changes that cross his face, the weird bubbliness that puts in his chest. "Ah, all right," Felix says, shaking his head and shifting gears. "Damn, I don't think I've ever been excited about payphones before. This is wicked." He hears the manager of the shop slam down the phone. "Shit, am I safe to go?"
Yeah, Felix, we'll talk soon," Nomi answers quickly.
"Take care." Felix almost says something stupid in response to that. "Likewise," he says instead, clicking the phone shut and turning on a dime. He's out of the store before the manager gets to the showroom. On his way back to the apartment, he tries not to look too eagerly at every payphone he passes. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!